Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live right around the world on your internet, on your computer downloads, wherever you may be listening. Tonight we've got a few folks that's listening on our website, www.oneyahweh.com. Glad to have you aboard on the website tonight. We're live, as usual, around the world. We thank Yahweh for you. We hope tonight you'll receive a blessing. A brand new message tonight. The Majestic Order. We're going to talk about it. A people that's set apart or a cut above. We'll be right back. Yahweh bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the Majestic Order, it's a divine order. You know, in our order of baptized believers in Yahweh's name, we endeavor always to keep the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And to do that, you've got to continue in His Word. Now, His Word is vibrant. His Word is holy. His Word is easy to be entreated and full of mercy and good fruits and always about the Father's business. You know, the problem with the saints in the Majestic Order is that they're fanatics. And, you know, the world frowns on that. You shouldn't be a fanatic. You don't talk about that old Bible all the time. You always want to go to church or you always want to help and you're always wanting to give and things of this nature. This is the Majestic Order. It's a royal priesthood order. We talk very little about it, but it's contained within the order of Melchizedek. Everyone that comes into our assembly, both man, woman, and children, are ordained into the Melchizedek priesthood. They have that option. They don't have to be. But we basically almost require it. We don't come out and tell you, you need to be. We just preach the gospel and if you are a good sheep, you're not gonna butt on it like a goat. You're gonna wanna be ordained. Man, I tell you, it's an awesome experience to have it. There is within that order of High Elohim, the majestic order of the saints who have been set apart. Now, I know that you've heard about the set apart people, but did you know that the set-apart people is a special people created especially for the very reason? I could give you a lot of biblical examples, but tonight I want to address you and yours directly. I'd like to quote you a scripture in the book of Psalms to start our teaching tonight. 139, verse 14. I will give thanks to you, Most Holy Yahweh, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, isn't that a beautiful scripture? I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Now, The greater beauty in that is the correct interpretation. This rendering of the book of Psalms 139:14 is not correct, according to the Hebrew scholars. It's a majestic scripture. And that's why that I'm going to title our message tonight, The Majestic Order. It's a cut above. It will raise you to elevated heights. It's beyond, just like the Marines, it's beyond the call of duty. It's not the call of duty, because many are called, very few have a duty, or chosen. Now, the words ki noraot nephilita doesn't mean what this traditional translation of the King James Bible suggests. In some of the history and research that I've done today on this word or this verse, I got a thrill when I really understood the translation correctly, how it's rendered. Now, there's nothing wrong with the interpretation that is here, because it's a beautiful scripture to the individual. However, it's not wrote to everyone. You say, well, all of man, it's talking about man is fearfully. Well, there's the word man is not in here. Now, when it says that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, the interpreters of the Nephilita is a variant spelling. It's a verb whose root means wonder. And render it here, the translators, wondrously made. Now, they added something there. But there is scant evidence that this verb can mean wondrously made. So then the interpretation of the translators is suspect. These are the scholars, and they all agree that it's not supposed to mean wondrously made, rather than simply was wondrous. Spelled out as if it was with a hey, and not an olive. The verb means to be set apart. Now we're getting to the root. Or to be distinct. After translates the text as, for awesomely, I am set apart. Now let's put that up there. For I am awesomely, I am set apart. I am awesomely, I am set apart. Now, that shifts the whole meaning from a statement about the creation of Yahweh, of all men, to a statement about Yahweh's choice in selection up to whom he granted this special privilege. That's why that I call it the majestic order. It's a cut above. It's not to everyone. Everyone is not majestic in that they are fearfully and wonderfully made. The translators gave us an indication that was the way it was. But when you look at the root words of the Hebrew, it means, for awesomely, I am set apart. Now, that don't mean everybody, and the meaning then comes from a statement about Yahweh's creation, not of all men, because not all people are awesomely set apart. Just as many are called, but few are chosen. Well, it's not the one that's called, it's the one that's chosen, of course. Well, now, if you're set apart, you have distinct, majestic fruits of that order. And I want you to know, you know, I've just, this whole last 2 weeks, I have been astounded by the charity and the giving and the love and the prayers and the devotion. Just to have, I mean, to you it don't mean a thing because you got a church to go. You was born in a church and they already had it built for you. But if you're out here pioneering a doctrine that is not acceptable to the ears of the world, you see, the world has got its choices to whom they bestow these special orders. If you're a Baptist, you're a Baptist. If you're a Methodist, you're a Methodist. But you have to go to two different churches. Oh, you can pretend that you love the Baptist brother, but you know he's wrong. And so you just squeeze up every time he mentions being immersed in water baptism, and you're a Methodist, and you just believe in sprinkling. And so, see, it's something that creates a problem for the faith. He didn't say to contend for the faith in plural, but the faith. Now, with the faith, you are awesomely set apart for the majestic order. And if you perform majestically, we go to Cornelius, the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. He was a set apart, awesomely set apart for this purpose. He actually was set apart for the reason that I'm talking about. He himself was chosen before the foundation of the world for this purpose of being there in the presence of Yahweh to become the recipient of the majestic order. He sent to Joppa, whose surname was Peter, and asked him to come and teach him the divine the set-apart path. And when Peter went, with much encouragement from the Holy Ghost, he said, go doubt nothing. And the reason that Cornelius was awesomely set apart, he wasn't awesomely made, he was awesomely set apart. This is an awesome mystery of why Yahweh just sets aside certain people. I don't mean he's racist. I don't mean he has special respect to persons. He just means he has respect to persons. I mean, he accepted a lot of people and made them a set-apart people. His people, chosen from the foundation of the world, before the world was, and wrote their names in a special little book. I want you to think about this now. How that you should love. If you feel in your heart that you're set apart, and that you are awesomely made and created in a special plan for Yahweh, be of all men most blessed. Yahweh's word is wonderful. Of course, if you aren't marvelously engineered, Genesis makes it very clear that man is uniquely created by the Creator. And yet there's different creations. Adam wasn't made until after the seventh day. All those that were made before the seventh day have to be in a different class or group. And this last group, the Adam man, the eighth day man, and I have people that say, oh, there's no such thing as an eighth day, buddy. It's 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And yet, Yahweh rested the seventh day, and Adam was not around to do what he was chosen to do. He was awesomely made specifically to be separated from the sixth day man. And that sets him apart. The set apart ones. The awesomely designed man that Yahweh uniquely had favor upon. Now, the potter and the clay is the issue here on the majestic divine order. The potter, being Yahweh, made the special people for being awesomely, I am, set apart. Adam was set apart. Now, there were men and women living outside the Garden of Eden before Adam came into the picture. We know that by studying the Scriptures. And I know some people would take me to task on that Eve is the mother of all living. And that's, I think that's true. She's also the mother of all that die. You got to admit that. She just ain't the mother of all living. So when you read that she was the mother of all living, you can turn that around to the negative and say, and she is the mother of all that die. Death's once appointed after. Now this is after. After the fact. So then that selection and the Scriptures clothed in that context puts a different light on, well, God created man and placed him on earth and called his name Adam. And that ain't really what that Bible says. You see, what we're doing, we're clothing the Scriptures to say things that they don't say when we know that the problem of fearfully and wonderfully made means, again, I am awesomely set apart. That means a selected few. Now let me give you a scripture. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. Now, what did I just get through saying? Straight is the way, narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find the set aside majestic order. Now, we know that Ezekiel was told in the 37th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. When you see that I-E-L up there, that's a Greek rendering. They do everything that they can to keep you from seeing Yah in these prophets' names. The I is Greek. It is a substitute for the Y of the Hebrew. And then the L represents Y-A-H. Yah. Ezekiel. Yah. Now, how do we know that? Because the name of the Creator that made that wonderful, wondrous creation of the set-aside ones. There is a family, I'm getting to the meat of it in a minute. There is a family on earth that are chosen, special, above all other people. That's not a racist declaration. That's a majestic order. And there is respect to persons. Not all persons. The man that lives across the street from you, whether or not he's a majestic order, he breathes the same air you do. His heart ticks just like yours. But there's something uniquely about the difference between the set-aside people and the heathen. Now listen to me here in Ezekiel. The heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, and I do sanctify the house of Israel. Now, I know that cuts to the core of a sticky point here. But Israel, now we're not talking about that Israel that you're thinking about. I ain't talking about them. I'm talking about the lost sheep scattered abroad here in America, in Germany, in France, in England, Denmark, the Netherlands, and in many other places where these wandering Israelites who lost their way, who lost that special anointing, who lost that special feeling of those who at one time were chosen, protected, and guarded by the angels, and Yahweh rebuked kings and destroyed nations for the children that He chose before the foundation. Well, not, well, I pick you out and pick you out. No. We know that He chose Ezekiel for this very purpose, that the heathen could understand that He was going to sanctify a special people. And when My sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Now, it's obviously that scripture doesn't apply to a stone building. Now, I'll give you an example. We know that Israel, under the direction and the inspiration of this majestic high priest order, David himself, when he purposed it in his heart to build a physical place where Yahweh could dwell among them in a theocratical government called Israel. Today, that building that was built doesn't exist anymore. Here the Bible says, this sanctuary shall be in the midst of them, in the midst of them forevermore. Now, Christ, the Anointed One, the Majestic One, the Melchizedek, in you forever. You're chosen a royal priesthood. For both, Hebrews 2 and 1, for both He that sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all one. Are you with me? For which cause He is not ashamed to call them brethren. He was the brethren that led the lost sheep into a permanent place for Him to dwell. He took up His abode, listen to me now, in a special set-aside majestic order. Oh, praise Yahweh. I was inspired today to just to go and have me print it up. A special set of certificates and merits to indicate that there are certain people who are of the majestic order. Out of the Melchizedek order, there is a special people who will have the sanctuary, that means the dwelling place, the throne, the Messiah in you, the hope of glory. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world, or he that is of the world. Now, a lot of Christians claim Christ, but they still love the world. You've got to come out of the world and put Yahweh first. And this majestic order are those that rise up. When you have a special need, I have learned this long ago, watch. When the need is met, it will be met through the majestic divine order. They'll put up. They'll go the last mile of the way. They'll walk where other people fear to walk or can't walk or don't want to walk. For various reasons, some people will not walk in this divine order of majestic chapter of the faith that was once delivered to the saints because it is a tremendous price is placed upon this certificate of excellence of the divine order. The little woman that gave the last thing she had, 3 mites. That's about 3 cents. I mean, she was poor, and yet she knew the ancient art of giving. It's better to give than to receive. And there's blessings in giving, and you're commanded to give. Well, this is where the rubber meets the road, and where men are separated from boys. Boys will talk the talk. They'll dream, but they haven't the prowess of a man. The Bible said, quiet yourself like a man and do your work faithfully. Wherefore, that Yahweh might sanctify the people with His own blood suffered without the gate. Now, we have just named our assembly property that we are in the midst of negotiating a contract. Matter of fact, tomorrow we will be meeting with the people to execute a contract. Now, the divine order of the majestic ones who have went the extra mile of the way to make this possible, it wouldn't have happened without someone sacrificed, and here he is, that he sacrificed and suffered without the gate. Well, it's ironic that the Spirit told me down at the property when I walked through that gate for the first time that this is the King's gate in you, the hope of glory. This is the place where we believe that it's Yahweh's will to have a place that we can, like a nest. You can't have babies without a nest. Eagles will build them a nest. And it's unique how that they build the nest. They have to have some inspiration, and the eagle is our symbol of the national bird. With all of the toxics and stuff today, the eagles are an endangered species. And for that reason, it's because of the pollution and things that are in the unset aside order. If we were set aside, we wouldn't throw a candy wrapper down. We wouldn't discard an old junk car and leave it sitting on the side of the road in front of our property to make it look awful. Yahweh loves cleanliness. He loves, you know, some of our brothers and sisters forget to bathe. You know, if you get in a good assembly and a meeting's real hot and you're in a closed assembly and it's real hot, you know, some of these brothers and sisters stink so bad that you cannot, I mean, you want to be set apart. You want to get away. And that's sort of like the devil. I mean, he's such a stinker that the set-apart people don't want to have anything to do with him. The Bible said have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. He suffered without the gate. Well, we're looking forward to the day when we start the assembly. We're going to do it. We're going to sanctify the property when we get on the property, made possible by generous people that have, to me, I mean, I just saw them today as majestic order. There is a majestic order, even in the order of the Melchizedeks. You are born a Melchizedek priest, both spiritually and physically. You are a physical genetic offspring of Yahweh in physical, and you were a spiritual being created before the foundation of the world with your name on the Lamb's book, and you come just like Cornelius, who built assemblies and was well noted for his generosity and his devotion to see that people had a place to worship. You know, we're so happy because we've had to take abuse. We've had to rent from people not of our own choosing. They dictated to us. We couldn't praise Yahweh. They come down and threaten to call the law on us in our assemblies when, you know, Yahweh's people get happy sometimes. They didn't want to shout. And now we can do that because of the generosity of the majestic order. We still need majestic saints to step up to the plate and help us. Right now, we're critical. We got a 90-day window to come up with way over $100,000. We need somewhere in an order of $230,000 to $40,000 to do what we want to do. And we're not there. We're right now right at $130,000. We need more help. And we ask, we don't ask the so-calls. We don't compromise the name. If you don't believe in Yahweh, don't send us nothing. Unless you believe in Jesus and you'd like to send us something because we move your heart with the truth. If we do, praise Yahweh, we'll accept that offering if you tell us that we're a blessing to you. Although you're not in Yahweh's name. That's why we got the assembly, because we know that once you come and attend one of our festivals, and the brothers and sisters and their faith that was once delivered to the saints, they get to testifying, they get to confirming the word, the signs are going to follow, and you're going to go into the water and baptize yourself into, and you're going to save yourself. John 17:17. Listen to me now. This is a very important scripture. If you get nothing out of this message tonight, except this one scripture, write it down. Note it. John 17:17. Sanctify them. Set them, sanctify, and we're going to get into that. Sanctify means set apart. Set these apart through your truth, and your word is truth. Your word. Now that word has to be rightly divided. We've got a Bible and we call it the Word of God, and yet the Bible warns us that unbelievers would come in and bring heresy, or they'd write things or add things to the Bible that they shouldn't add. Especially in the New Testament, you better tread carefully because of the error of those who printed the Bible. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, now listen to me, we know for a fact that those who printed the Bible and kept it a secret and kept it chained to their pulpit for 1,500 years, they would not allow anybody to question or challenge the New Testament. Where the Bereans of Acts 17, they searched the old parchment, that's all they had, they didn't have the New Testament, and proved, and so you don't really need the New Testament to prove that the name, the awesome, majestic, well, that word is just sticking in my spirit right now. Majestic. From the royal priesthood. That's the majestic order. That's the cut above. That's the set apart. That's the ones that when the going gets tough, they get going. When there seems to be no way, they'll sacrifice to make it happen. And I am so humbled that for the first time in our divine order, we have right on the tip of our fingers and in our hands the ability to have 20 acres. That's all we got. Yeah, we take 1,000 acres, but we don't really need it. 20 acres will be good for us. We can start out with 20, and if there's enough majestic royal priests in the order, we can get another assembly somewhere. You know, this country needs to be filled with assemblies of Yahweh where His Word is sanctified, set apart truth. John 17:19, listen. And for their sake, that's me and you, and the set apart ones, I sanctify myself. In other words, I set myself apart to go through this suffering that they also might be sanctified through the truth. That I am a spirit, and they that worship me must worship me in spirit. Now the Christian church likes to get that spirit. Boy, they can raise the hairs on your head every once in a while. But then when you're through, the hair comes back to its rightful place. I mean, you know, I went through the woods and heard a wildcat scream, and every hair I think on my body stood up. And boy, I was at full attention, and I was full of fright or excitement. or whatever you want to call it. Some people call it charisma. Some people call it adrillion, or whatever. Whatever stirs you up and turns you on. But the bottom line is truth. You can shout all day long like they did around the golden calf with Aaron the high priest ministering in the absence of Moses, the word barrier. But when the truth came, they were all condemned. The spirit was cut out. And if you have the truth and you go into an assembly where they won't have the word of truth, it doesn't matter how much they shout after that. Their shouting's in vain. It'd be better for them to not know the truth than to know it or to hear it and not obey it. Now, listen to this one. Acts chapter 20, verse 32. And now, brethren, I commend you to our Creator and to the word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are set apart. Many are called, few are chosen. You want to be called, or you want to be chosen? You want to be a soldier, or you just want to go to the recruiting office and be rejected? I remember the first time that I got to the recruiting office in Knoxville, Tennessee, in 1956, when I went down there to enlist, and they gave me an examination, and that was the port of induction in Knoxville. And they had doctors there, and you stood in lines with naked as a jaybird. And man, I felt so abused and misused. And I mean, the first thing they want to do is humiliate you and break you down from who you think you are to what they want you to be. Now, the set aside people are the special elite. Now, we have those like the Navy SEALs. It's one of the most rigorous programs, and less than 4% of those that go out or are inducted or join up to be a SEAL, less than 15% of those that go in make it. 3% of those are what you would call the elite. These are the special set-aside one, or the majestic order. And they have merit certificates and things of that to approve, like the berets they wear and things of this nature. And then we have Army, Rangers, special training. That's what they had when I was in there, the Rangers. Boy, we could see them training, and I was so full of envy, I didn't even know they had a program like that until I got into becoming a truck driver in the Army. And boy, I could see them. They were special. They had cadre. They had the special emblems and the patches on the side, and they wore them with so much pride, and I envied them. There's only one way that you can become a Navy SEAL. You got to measure up. And if you can't measure up, then you can't have that merit or that certificate that says you are a United States Navy SEAL, where they have to go out and training for I think 3 months. They have to live on their own. They have to go out in a jungle, and they drop them off in god-awful places. And they have to survive and make it back. I command you, elect according to the foreknowledge. Listen to this one now. I'm getting into the meat of it. 1 Peter 1, verse 2. Elect. Now, elect means somebody special, somebody set aside. Are you one of those, or are you just a regular Christian? Yeah, I love the Lord, honey. Glory to God. And then you watch them. They do something else. They got more pleasure out of their little things that they like to do. They never show up at the meetings. But they'll write and tell you that they still love you, and they're praying for you. See, these are not elect. These are not elite set aside. These are not the Navy SEALs of the Royal House of the Majestic Order. These are not the Army Rangers, the soldiers that put on the whole armor. That's a difference. If you go in, we went into basic training in Fort Jackson. I got there that night, and they start issuing you, as soon as you get there, they issue you clothes. They don't want to see you in civilian clothes for the next 8 weeks. You gotta get your hair cut. And you say, the first thing is, how do you want it cut? Oh, leave it long on top and, you know, feather the sides and, you know, whatever. And so, next thing you know, a big cloth of hair falls off in about a minute, less than a minute, and they'll say, next. And you get up and your hair that was so prideful that you had, you kept it feathered back and you kept it combed and neat and trimmed, it's gone. They shave your head. Humility. They want to break you down, and that's the way unique training of those that are not fearfully made, but those that are chosen and made with a distinction of someone like Cornelius, who gave alms and for that reason saved his whole household and all of his servants. You see, there's rewards in this. Now, we got an assembly property that we're going to try to seal tomorrow with the signatures of the elite. Those that can come down for the signing of the, it's a contract. And we had to have some money to put up, and quite a bit of it, to tell you the truth. Our property costs somewhere in the neighborhood of $150,000. It don't have a house on it. It does have a little horse barn. There's two horses on it right now, beautiful horses. It's got grazing land. It's got woods. And it's got a little creek in front. And it's got a little trailer on it, which I plan to move to the property and live in that little trailer. I'd be just as happy there as I am in this house that I live in here in New Tasman. So we're going to make a transition from a house to a little old trailer, a little old two-bedroom trailer. It's only 40 foot long. That's okay. I would sleep under a peanut hole. I would eat cornbread and drink Brinks water just to serve in the majestic order of the royal house of Yahweh. That's so wonderful. I seek no pleasures here. I don't have any habits. I've been drinking good, strong Tennessee JFG coffee. I like that. I still drink the same water I was born at, spring water, in 1937. I'm still drinking that same water. Fix me a cup of coffee. Read my Bible. Preaching 5 nights a week. Wish I could preach 7. Some of the brothers say I need to take a few days off. I'd be willing to preach 7 days a week. I'm obligated. I want to become a set aside majestic order. I want to qualify. I want my head shaved. I want to be humiliated. I want to be humbled down. I want to give my last dollar. Matter of fact, I'm going to give my last dollar to try to make this happen. And it's like the little woman's might. But you know what? When she gave all, and I'm going to give all, I'm going to give as much as those who got one brother that he's coming, got carrying on his way down here to meet him tomorrow. He's got a $50,000 offering that he's going to put in my hands. We got a brother and sister coming from North Carolina with a $20,000 commitment. And people like that. I got a brother that called me out of Pennsylvania that has sent me $1,000. And, you know, if you give, if you can help us, I want you to join the elite and the majestic order of those who have committed to be set aside and meant for the master's use. I expect that these commitments of these royal House of Yahweh believers, that we're going to baptize many people here in the years to come. I may not be here. I may be off the scene. But I have seen the giving and the generosity and the charity and the love and the prayers. I felt more prayers through this. I know people that can't give. People's on Social Security, like myself. Don't have no retirement. Didn't retire with one penny. I did have a little savings account, and the devil stole every penny of that, and me on a fast. I mean, he's tricky. He's gonna fight us here about the property. We know that. He's gonna rear his head somewhere. We expect it any time, and it could happen tomorrow. Pray that it don't. Pray that all goes well. Pray that we have the faith that was once delivered unto the saints with enough of the majestic royal priesthood order to stand up and be counted for tomorrow. We need you. We need you. We need your offerings. We really do. And if you love the truth, we're going to preach you the truth. We're not going to compromise with you. We're going to love you with the truth. Listen to this. Ephesians 5, 26 and 27, and the fifth chapter of Ephesians is a great chapter, but I'm just going to read the two verses. That Yahweh might sanctify, that's set aside, that word means, sanctify means set aside, set apart, and cleanse that people with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious assembly, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Now, that's an elite order. I remember when I was in the Army, I made the honor team, honor guard. And we had the chrome helmets. All of our metal badges and things, stripes, our pants couldn't even have, we couldn't sit down when we went to a parade. We were so conscious of having a flaw or a blemish. Now, if I can do that for the United States Army and ride all the way from Jackson, South Carolina in a bus, holding to a strap, in a bus, and then bumping along on the highway, and it's so hot. You stood there, even at attention almost, all the way down to Charleston, South Carolina, to march in a parade that was over in like 20 minutes after you got there. You spent all this time, you was up all night before, shining your brass and getting ready and making sure your pants didn't have a crease in it, and your arms, the creases in your arms of your shirts, your buttons, your ties, everything was correct, and you were standing tall at the parade. And then you was trying to please your captain of the company. And when we would get a congressman sitting in or a senator sitting in, you know, the political biggies. That's who you're marching in front of. You tried to impress them. Sometimes it was even the president or the general of the army sitting up there. You think about trying to impress Yahweh that way. Being so, I know some brothers that, man, if they're coming to the feast, they'll get up 2 hours before they should, and they'll drive 2 more hours than they should to get there. They want to get there early. They want to bring their best. They want to give their best. They want to help. That's a divine covenant, majestic order. That's what we're talking about. That he might sanctify it, cleanse it, and wash it by the word, that he might present it to himself. Now think about that. He's going to present you the set aside ones, the called and the chosen ones, before the foundation of the world. So there was something in you like a thoroughbred. You don't have to teach a thoroughbred to run. That's in his genes. You've got to condition him to run. Train him to run. And once he gets in condition, he is a thoroughbred racehorse. And a mule just can't keep up. I'm sorry. Mules can do what that racehorse is not trained to do. It can pull a log. I used to log with mules and pull timber out of the mountains when I was a young boy. But they sure can't do what a thoroughbred can do when it comes to riding or when it comes to running. And so run a race. For the will of Yahweh is, according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, for this is the will of Yahweh, even your sanctification, your set apart merit badge of the royal priesthood, that you should abstain from fornication. Well, if you're married, you couldn't commit fornication, could you? Because the world has got it that fornication is sex between two unmarried people. That ain't a bit more what that means than anything. That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel and set aside or sanctification, set apart, and honor. That you being made free from sin, you became servants to Yahweh, that you have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For as it says in Romans chapter 12, present yourself a living sacrifice. That's the royal priesthood. That is the majestic ones of the majestic order. Praise Yahweh. We love you tonight. My time is come and gone. I want to remind you to be in prayer for us tomorrow at 2 o'clock, where we are scheduled to meet in a contract setting at the office of the realty that we purchased the property through. We're supposed to meet with the agent, and we're going to sign a contract. Yahweh willing, and the devil don't get involved in it. Who knows? The devil may tell the people to back out. Well, if he does, it's Yahweh's will. We want y'all pray for Yahweh's will, that we be not led into temptation, but we be led into honor and distinctive service of the called out ones and the set aside of the majestic royal orders of the house of Yahweh, the seals, with a special badge and merits that we have earned our stripes through faithful service of giving and going the extra mile, running a race with patience and lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Such were some of you, 1 Corinthians 6:11. He talked about those who were fornicators and things of this nature. And such were some of you, but now you are washed and you are set apart and you are justified in the name of Yahweh by the Spirit of our Creator. You are special. You are wonderfully wonderful. I am made for this purpose from the foundation of the world. Yes, you are fearfully made. Yes, you are wondrously made. But you're set aside before the world was as the family of Yahweh. You of all people, through my atonement, I am coming to offer one sanctified offering. That's set aside once and for all. But of him who has called us unto his wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, we're bound to give thanks. And that's what I'm giving tonight to the called out ones, the majestics. We need an honor certificate for you that have rose up and met the challenge and prayed. I don't know how many. We just got a small group. And we stood just in Passover. We were there for 8 days. We stood in rain It rained for, I think, 6 days out of the seven. I don't know. Seemed like it rained forever. We baptized eight people. Everybody got baptized that day because it rained. It rained. But it was a faithful, elite, majestic order that assembled. We was praying about our feast site. We were being sort of mistreated where we were at. And used a little bit in certain ways. And we've had to humble down and shave our head and pray for them to despitefully use you. The people drive by and they don't like to see you killing a lamb. They'd rather see you sitting in a church with the polished brass and lifting a little cup of grape juice and eating a little cracker. And gee, you get more honor out of that. See, if you meet and sanctify yourself and become called out ones and you slaughter a lamb in remembrance of Yahweh and eat it as a meal chosen, it wasn't a sacrifice to Yahweh. It's a sacrifice to Yahweh's people. It's a meal that he said to prepare in his honor. This do in remembrance of me. He didn't say to sit down and get you a cracker and drink you some grape juice and get up and wipe your mouth and say that you've not committed fornication. If you deal with other gods, you're a fornicator. If you've got more than one, you're a fornicator. If his name ain't Yahweh, you're a fornicator. Make sure that your election is called through the set aside ones. And I commend you through the word of grace to build up your most holy faith through the inheritance among them that are set aside and called and sanctified. Well, you can write me. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip 37824. Send me a love offering. Bless my heart and let me carry the badge of merit and majestic order, and say that you are a sanctified call. We need your help. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172, and I'll see you. Yahweh bless you. And may he take a liking to you, and I love you.